on the 11th anniversary of Mary, Refuge of Holy Love. Jesus and Blessed Mother are here. Their hearts are exposed. Our Lady is Mary, Refuge of Holy Love. She is smiling and says, "Praise be to Jesus." Jesus says, "I am your Jesus, born incarnate." I tell you through the providence of the eternal now, mankind has been given everything he needs to live in peace and harmony with the divine will of God. But what has been given has been compromised and convoluted. Technology is used towards an evil end, to destroy life and even nature itself. Satan imitates the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and out of pride, these false gifts are discerned as genuine. When heaven intervenes, as is happening in this mission of holy love, the very ones who should encourage and support such an effort vehemently oppose it. So it is I come to lay bare the truth once again. Holy love, nurtured in the heart, is never wrong. It is even wrong to think against holy love, for when I was with you, I commanded you to live in holy love. Here you have the spirituality of these commandments of love which I gave you, enfleshed with the chambers of the united hearts. Because this mission is the standard bearer of truth and the harbinger of my second coming, Satan is causing a whirlwind of controversy to swirl around it from the most unlikely sources. Once again I tell you, holy love is the path of your salvation. Divine love, the path of personal holiness. Unitive love is your sanctification. Do not get caught up in the whirlwind of who believes and who approves of this path I call you upon. Only follow it. You do not need anyone's approval to live in holy and divine love. Do not be deluded to think so. I am calling each one to sanctity. Your place in eternity will be determined by your response to these messages. I'll use ill use of divine provision, of technology, power, finances, even nature itself, will be mankind's undoing and the unraveling of civilization such as you know it today. Misinterpretation, lies, and negative response to heaven's intervention here with these messages of holy and divine love will be the undoing of the salvation of many souls. I am speaking to those responsible for this campaign against the truth. What is your goal? Heaven or eternal perdition? Souls are at stake. Count yours among them. Do not attribute to man or to nature what is God's alone. My Father is the creator of all things, the universe, the world, nature, even life in the womb. Do not destroy what he gives you out of his love. Do not worship your own free will, giving in to whims and desires at every turn. Rocks, trees, crystals, all of nature is God's creation. They are not gods themselves. Do not allow gender to be a battleground. Do not allow morals in marriage to deteriorate in the guise of alternate lifestyle. These are ways that mankind is destroying himself and civilization as well. I tell you that national leaders and legislators, even educators, who do not support the commandments of love are responsible for the souls they lead astray and the moral degeneration of their nation as well. I add to this those who lead or otherwise influence any religion. Their responsibility is to lead souls deeper into love of God and neighbor as self. This is holy love. Yet there remain those who encourage violence, birth control, abortion, same-sex marriage, and many other evils related to these sins and more. You cannot lead souls in righteousness if your own heart is full of error. For this reason, I come in truth to correct consciences and to pull souls back onto the path of light. be united in our united hearts. My dear little lambs, my brothers and sisters, the path that is laid bare at this hallowed site is the path of perfection in holy love. Did I not direct you to be perfect, as my heavenly Father is perfect, when I was in your midst before my death and resurrection? Satan is busy these days trying to discredit love of God and love of neighbor. Persevere in following these messages, for herein lies his defeat. As I desire you to be united in the united hearts, run to Mary, refuge of holy love, in every battle. Her immaculate heart is the sign of the enemy's defeat and a vessel of profound grace that he cannot approach. Enter the first chamber of the united hearts, which is my mother's immaculate heart. Enter in and through humility and love, which are the only way into the spiritual journey. My mother will not forsake you in any need. Today I want to bless every portion of your lives, every part of your world. I invite you to see that you do not have lasting peace in your world, for there is so much superficial compromise in your negotiations. My brothers and sisters, choose always to live in holy and divine love. Pray that St. Michael's shield of truth be placed over the heart of every nation, for this is the way to lasting peace through the truth of humility and love. My mother says that she will take all the petitions in hearts and place them in my sacred heart today. Jesus blesses the priests in the apparition room. Then he says, "We are blessing you with the complete blessing of our united hearts."